stick.
Outside the pizza box, you are tuned in to Devil Radio 92.7 FM. How's it going there, Jason? I listened to your show. I know, man. This is tough, ain't it? Okay, so I'm going to unload. I'm going to unload. You know, this is like the Delta COVID super spreader edition. I mean, I can't believe people are this stupid. And I knew it was coming as soon as the Olympics just decided, well, you know, we still got to keep plugging forward, right? There's nothing going on in the village except for athletes in the village becoming infected. And the worst, is it at the level where it's the worst it's ever been in Japan at this point yet? Aren't they kind of on lockdown outside of the Olympics?
I think it's pretty bad, yeah.
What could go wrong, right? And I said the same thing about, you know, to Crudy on Maxwell Street days and CrossFit games going on and the Bucks 75,000 hooking up the day after, even though we know Giannis's brother, you know, he's infected or at least exposed, or so nobody else in the city was probably, right? This is insane. And I'm the reason why I feel really, really strongly about it now is because, okay, now we've reached the point where, you know, the virus has dodged a bunch of stuff, worked its way around. Now it's adapting. Mm-hmm. It's smarter than over 50% of our population, at least. I'm not exaggerating. Okay, so those of you that are old enough to remember getting vaccinated in the 60s or 70s or whenever, some of you, you know, 50s maybe, I'm not sure, because I was born in 61 and I was vaccinated shortly after that. But you have to wait a while as kids before you can, like, take full doses of everything. So there are chances where you might have gotten, like, the mumps. Hopefully not the measles. But in my family, I think, you know, my older siblings got the mumps. And then we got chicken pox. And I don't know. I think it was, like, 1966. And maybe it was sooner, earlier than that. But I do remember scratching and scratching and scratching and having all these little scabs all over my body and how quickly it spread throughout the whole school system and everything else, right? And that's where we are with COVID right now, where it's at that spreadability rate of, like, what'd they say, something eight, R8 or whatever, you know? And it's going to keep getting more intelligent and more deadly, because that's what viruses do. They try to survive. And here we are as human beings. We're doing everything we can to not survive, at least our leadership, right? You got billionaires shooting off into space. They didn't talk about all the record fires going, what was it, like 66 record fires at the same time, something like that?
Which also impacted us here. The Canadian wildfires, well, yeah, impacted the air quality here.
Oh, man, I was looking at the sun the other night, and it was like, wow, there's no clouds, but it's like red and I can look at it and it's not like hurting my eyes or anything. We're in deep doo-doo, man. So let me tell you what happened to me just maybe a half hour before I got here. You know, I made a few deliveries for a friend this morning. And so I'm masked. Most people aren't, but I've been, you know, like I knew it was coming. So I'm starting to wear it all the time again. Not just, like, you know, outside. If I see people, I'm wearing it, man. Putting it up. Because I don't... Look, here's what happened to me today. Make a delivery. I got a mask. Gal's coming down the street with a mask. Here's her dog. Sweet-looking golden retriever smiling at me, coming up to me, wagging its tail. I'm like, well, hi, puppy. And she goes, oh, no, don't. I have COVID. I don't want anybody, you know... And I'm thinking, huh? You don't want anybody what? Petting your dog? Or... You don't want anybody coming in contact with, what in the F are you doing walking down the street with your dog, is what I said to her. I exploded, man. I'm like, really? And she looks at me like dumbfounded. So it was either one of two things. You either do have COVID and I should have called the cops on your ass. That's the way I feel about it. Or you're using it as a way of people not to come up to your dog and your dog's going up to people. You need to have your head checked. There's something wrong with people like this. And everywhere we drive now, You cannot drive safe. I mean, you can try. But as soon as you do, you're going to have somebody like 6 inches behind you honking the horn. I had some chick honking the horn at me. This is all happening this morning. Because there's a red light in front of me. You don't stop and block the intersection, right? You let cars through that have been sitting there for 10, 15 minutes. Oh, not her, man. She's jamming on me, flipping me off and stuff. Now you know why I don't have a gun. Because, I mean, I could get mad enough to just get right out of my car. It's like those movies where you see the guy do it and then all of a sudden he flashes. And no, I was just thinking that. It didn't actually happen. But it's getting to me, man. So I was listening to you and I'm like, yeah, I've taken on quite a bit too. But what I did this week was I served some up too. You know, I went to the Capitol because I knew they were doing that little shenanigans on the same day that they're doing the congressional hearings on January 6th, the Republicans in Wisconsin, here, look over here, we're going to do this, you know.
Yeah, magic trick.
Yeah. Oh, okay, well, and I thought it's my responsibility to get out there and dog these guys. Okay, and I'll try not to swear. Be ready for the button today because I'm juiced, man.
I'm on
and
okay.
So I'm watching these guys and I'm listening to these clowns. And, you know, I see the cops and, you know, it's weird because you come in. And they didn't make me take off my headband or my hat. I think I had both on. And other people were in there with their hats. Now, you know, any other time they're like, you gotta have that off because it's, you know, courtesy and all that. So I don't know what's going on there. Things a little bit more lax. Cops were pretty relaxed around me, I might add. And so I'm talking to them about, well, yeah, this is these guys trying to cut people off of extended unemployment benefits and, you know, the food share that we've been extended. That would affect me, but, you know, I'll just go eat out of some rich guy's garden if they take mine away, right? I mean, is that what you guys want? Because I can do it. I'm sure there's a lot of people that are doing really well in this world that, you know, wouldn't find it romantic at all to be running through the, you know, the streets at night and sleeping in the deep woods in the daytime. And, you know, just kind of counteracting what we have to deal with every day in your world, in your fantasy. Where everything's good as long as it isn't bad in your world. But anybody else, you know, you should have done something different. You weren't lucky. Didn't have the right genes. And by the way, anybody else wants to call in today and participate in this rage, it's 844-967-2789. And yeah, but I went to the doctor yesterday, too. I got, you know, this is a funny thing. Everybody's screaming about, oh, Obamacare, you lose your doctor. Well, it's true that I did lose my doctor, but it had nothing to do with Obamacare. It had to do with the insurance companies. They're the ones that screw you out of your doctor. So I ended up working my way around it. I'm like, well, they can't cover, you know, any like skin diseases. And I'm like, oh, I don't have any skin disease. It's just cancer, man. Let's go. And so I got my, you know, I got in line to get my doctor who I really like, you know, and I'll tell you who, you know, Group Health Cooperative, you know, their motto is, you know, we believe that healthcare is a human right. So why wouldn't I want to get back with them, right? Even if I don't get the extended benefits to go buy products at Walgreens and Walmart. that's what I get with my insurance. I can go support the corporate. And I look at the items. I mean, I've tried to buy stuff, you know, and I like, oh, here, I got some holy basil and some stuff. Oh, no, you can't do that. It's got to be certain products that aren't going to do anything for you. Maybe they'll damage you. Maybe you'll be on one of those commercials where you hear all those side effects to Skyrizi, Imbruva. You know, they try to make, what, Imbruva? Is that supposed to be like improve? I got you guys figured out. You make it rhyme with something that you think sounds like positive, you know. Skyrizi, just like the billionaires. Yeah, I think the next one we shoot off into space, we should call the Skyrizi, right? Because that's where we just made billions of dollars off that pharmaceutical nonsense. And when you hear the side effects, you're like, well, but it could kill you. But, of course, you're not going to know till it kills you. Wow. And it's just going to keep getting better, folks, because we don't have enough Democrats standing up and saying the same things that I'm saying, which is nothing, you know, like Bernie Sanders says, it's really not that extreme when you think about it. Clean water, clean air, living wages, not feeding billionaires, everything. Oh, how much time we got?
We got a little under 3 minutes, about 2.5 minutes. So okay. I don't know if you want to take Mark now or get him after the break.
No, Mark, we'll get you after the break because I want to talk about this real quick.
All right, you go for
about
it.
This
hang in there, Mark.
Income, this disparity in income, okay? Listen to this. 2001, the wealth of Jeff Bezos was $6.8 billion. 2009, right? $6.8 billion. In 2021, I think that's what, 12 years later, $188 billion.
Wow.
Mark Zuckerberg, 2009, $2 billion. Facebook, and throwing guys like me in jail every day, 2009, $2 billion. 2021, $117 billion. No wonder these guys are taking rockets in space. But here's the kicker, man. The U.S. minimum wage, 2009, $7.25. 2021, $7.25. And people think that when we were pushing, you know, $15 an hour minimum wage was just too much, right? But it's not too much, you know, to give billionaires that, hey, come on, man, you know these guys don't work, right? I mean, you saw Zuckerberg on the 4th of July, you know, riding on his electric whatever surfboard with his American flag playing, you know, John Denver music. Take me home. Oh, I'll take you home, dude, down Pizza Box Road. But I will tell you when we come back, and we'll get to Mark too, what I did to some of the folks at the Capitol that needed to just, I was the only guy there. I was basically shocked and amazed to see that, I don't know, I guess there really wasn't a reason for anybody to show up. But, I mean, giving the culprits a hard time, you don't think that's a reason to show up? Oh, when we get back, I'll brag about some of the things I did. Every promise empty, pointing every